You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Abafotimbi Gome East to score and Swansea to win is 3-1. Glenn Murray to score and Bournemouth to win in the betting at 14s. Derek, all is not well with Swansea at the moment. Gary Monk, still a short price to be the next manager to leave his position here with William Hill. They're without a win in their last four league games at the Liberty as well.
Yeah, they're looking a shot side. And Monk, you know, I thought he was... Remember, he was a big gamble a few weeks on him to go, and he went down to odds on, but I thought that was a load of nonsense. But there seems to have been a kernel of truth in it, because he's favourite again now. But 4-5, Jesus, I know they're only playing Bournemouth, who are getting beat by everybody, but 4-5, Swansea giving the run there on it. I couldn't bring myself to back it. Even if if I backed it and they won, I'd still be kicking myself, you know, being such a loon. I couldn't do it. And Bournemouth, there are signs, aren't there? I know they watched 5 straight defeats and two of them were 5-1. But, you know, they could have easily got something against Newcastle the other week. They could have arguably got something against Southampton when they lost 2-0 the week before that.
Played well against Liverpool in the Cup, didn't they?
Yeah, with a shadow side. I was at that game, yeah. You know what? I'm going to go for it. It's my old rule, and it's 7-2 side away from home, blah, blah, blah. I've got to go for them. I think we could have a huge number of away wins this weekend.
Okay, Bournemouth 7-2 for Derek. Something I mentioned out in the office earlier in the week, Lee. Swansea only had 3 different goal scorers this season.
Yeah.
Lowest total in the league in terms of spreading the goals around. Abafotimbi Gome East, who's out of form. Andre Ayew and Gylfi Sigurdsson, who takes the set pieces. Only 3 players that have scored for Swansea, which is a worry going forward, I think, in the league this season.
Yeah, it is, definitely. I mean, I think more of a worry, though, is that you know, kind of famous passing game, you know, that they've got, that they keep the ball away from the opposition. I think that's the thing that seems to have let them down. They haven't been able to hold the ball as much as they would have liked. You know, to be fair, though, I mean, look at the home form, just to put this into context a little bit. Obviously, they beat Newcastle in the first home game, beat Man U, drew with Everton, drew with Tottenham. At that point, you're thinking, nothing wrong here. Everything's going along quite nicely. They lost 1-0 to Stoke, which, you know, they weren't absolutely battered in that game by any stretch of the imagination. And it's not the end of the world losing to Stoke anyway. Then they lost 3-0 to Arsenal. Again, not the end of the world. And this is an Arsenal team who are scoring goals against everyone and are a very, very good team, of course. It was 0-0 until the 50th minute or something like that. So I don't think it's anything to get really worried about. I'd be more worried about Bournemouth. You know, that Derek says, you know, there are signs, but still away from home. I mean, it's you know, they're conceding so many goals. The only really good performance I can remember was against Liverpool when they lost 1-0 at the opening day of the season. Since then, they did beat West Ham 4-3, remember. Conceded 3 at Norwich, 2 at Stoke, 5 at City and 2 at Southampton. I think Swansea will see this as a really good opportunity to get something. And I think they have to get something here, really, as well, because they're on 13 points and hovering above that relegation zone. I'll go back to Andre Ayew. I really liked him at the start of the season. Someone who can unlock a defence with that pace, and he's got a great finish on him. 15-8 to score any time here. I don't think there'll be a lot of goals in the match, but I could see Swansea somehow getting to a 2-0 win. Whatever you think of Swansea, you know, Bournemouth are worse, and they've got so few options up front now. I mean, if you're looking at a goal scorer, by the way, for them, your old favourite here, Matt Ritchie, he's got a cannon on him, hasn't he?
Unbelievable.
3-1 any time he is.
The problem is he just shoots every time he gets it.
Which I don't mind that at all, to be fair. But
when he's taking a throw-in.
I'll go for... I'll leave the result alone, just go for Andre Ayew to score any time.
He takes kick-ins, Derek. He does it differently.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.